Blog Talk Radio.
People make the world go round.
Organization. Actually, right now, what we do, we work with youth. We do different youth events. We have different workshops and classroom sessions for youth as far as doing employment development, helping kids get out of games, getting kids jobs. We have a program called From Corners to College, getting kids off the streets and getting them into colleges, and Pistols to Pencils, which is a youth advocacy training program and things like that. And we do a lot of different community events. Actually, today, we're at Sparrow's Lost Kingdom in Redlands, California. We had a two-day resource fair event. Yesterday we gave out around 2,000 backpacks. Today we're doing, actually as we speak, giving out the last pair of around 2,000 pairs of shoes for kids. right now at Farrell's. That's all the commotion you hear in the background. We have live entertainment all day for kids. We have the park with just the fair to get into the swimming park at $5. It's usually $20. So we had around 5,000 people come through within the last 2 days, just delivering resources and things like that.
Okay, so you're actually calling us from a particular event that you're doing right now. Okay.
Oh, yeah, we live on site.
I know
right
you're
now.
Excited. Yeah, I know you're excited, Terrence, but I want you to slow down so our listeners can hear about the great work that you're doing, okay? I've done a little bit of research. I looked at your website, and I know that you're working primarily with at-risk youth. And I also do some work with youth, and I often suggest that most of our teenagers and young adults today are at risk. And I'd like you to give me your perspective as to what you or how you qualify an at-risk youth.
How do I qualify? Oh, what makes that youth be
at
risk?
Yes, exactly. Why are too many of our young men and women at risk these days?
Well, I think a lot of the family breakdowns, the family structure isn't how it used to be, especially in our Black and Latino communities. The education system is breaking down out here. I know, especially in Southern California, where I am, and the gangs are increasing, the drug use is increasing with young people that are starting to start at a younger age, and I think all these factors come into place that make a risk at youth at risk of almost anything. I think the kids are a lot more vulnerable because of the, and also because of the media. I don't like to blame stuff on the media, but sometimes the media can portray stuff, like even through radio, video games, internet, et cetera. And the kids are just exposed to a lot of things that they wouldn't have been exposed to at that early age when they were younger, stuff like that.
Okay.
So I have a presentation when I teach gang awareness also, and on one of those presentations I call it my time sheet, and I have slides of stuff that of our media maybe like in the 70s and the 80s, even with if you watch I Love Lucy. Right, you watch I Love Lucy, they have, Ricky and Lucy, they sleep in, separate beds, but now you turn on TV and you see all kinds of stuff, and it's not, you don't even need cable TV anymore to see the types of stuff that kids shouldn't be watching on TV nowadays.
So you're basically suggesting that it's a multitude of challenges.
It's a high multitude of challenges. I think I'm 40 now. I'm born in the 70s, raised in the 80s, but even in those trying times, we didn't have as much exposure to things as we did now as far as the young people, And nowadays, the kids are, as far as being streetwise and stuff like that, the kids are a lot more advanced, in their thinking, they're swifter on their feet as far as just being, as far as negative behavior. The kids that are in, kids that are involved in that, I've noticed that also.
Okay. Then I'd like to ask you, because, it's wonderful for me to be aware that there are so many good souls like you who are doing the work with our youth. And it really, I suggest, often behooves us to be more solutions-driven than problem-plagued. I think that sometimes a lot of people give up on our youth. And I think it's important that we look at the solutions. And so I'd like to ask you, based on your work and you being out there with our young men and women, what are some of the main solutions that we can give our young men and women to help them believe, achieve, and succeed?
Yeah, I think even though we work with probably thousands of kids a year, I never try to put them all in one pot, one solution pot, because even though we work with thousands of kids, every kid is an individual. Most of the time what we do is we break down for a particular kid what is his goals, dreams, and aspirations. Once you find out those goals, dreams, and aspirations of that each individual kid, then you can work with that kid to work towards, his or her goals and things like that, so that you can help ascertain that. First of all, we need them to stay in school. I know that a lot of them might not go to college, but at least if they finish high school and if they have a goal, hopefully they can ascertain that just to let's finish this first and go from, first thing first, and then we go on to the next things that they can do to be able to get to their goals.
Okay, and so basically you're suggesting that we take young men and young women as they are, and work with them based on where they are, as opposed to labeling them or damning them or condemning them.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah. Of course, you have to take them. You're exactly right. Of course, you have to take them as even as an adult. You know, take me as I am. You know what I mean? And then once
right.
you understand who I am, then it's easier to get me to the next level. But if we come off, the first thing we're doing is pointing fingers and accusing and then the kids, they're going to shut down,
okay.
and then we won't be able to work with them. Because one thing about working with young people and having them listen is that they have to allow you to work with them. You know what I mean?
That's right.
So first you have to be, the type of person that kids will allow you to work with them. So you have to have a type of personality, to be a helper, right? So it doesn't matter. I don't care if you're a teacher or a football coach or whoever, a counselor, whoever you are, you have to have type of personality that really wants to see each individual succeed and will be able to do almost anything to help that young person succeed and meet their goals.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned that you do a lot of gang intervention work. What are the primary programs that Young Visionaries offers young men and women?
Well, we have different programs. We have a violence intervention prevention program. We call it Team VIP. And then we have a mentoring program. We have a Club VIP and Team VIP. The Club VIP is more classroom instruction for young people as far as anger management, violence prevention, and things like that, conflict resolution. And then we have a mentoring program also. We call that Team VIP for young kids. We also have our Corners to College program, which is based on getting inner-city kids in college. We have a program called From Pistols to Pencils, and that program helps kids to advocate against gang and gun violence in the community. So the kids are actually the voice and the leading voice for that. You know, they meet with City Hall, the council people, they meet with the mayors and assembly people and interview them, the head DAs and things like that, and they discuss how can we stop gang and gun violence in the community as a young person, and if we're stepping up as young people, what are you going to do to help us and to back us while we're out there advocating against these things in the community? Then we also have, I'm trying to think of all the different programs right now.
Let's focus on one of the things you mentioned was the mentoring piece that I know is very important based on the work that we do in Detroit and some of the other communities where we have a presence. I know that it's very important that we get our communities of professionals and our business community connected to our youth. Tell us a little bit more about your mentoring program and how that works and some of the benefits that you've seen through that program.
Well, we usually do group mentoring, and with our group mentoring program, we have people like off-duty police officers. You know, they come out and we play flag football, and we have basketball tournaments and bowling, with the inner-city kids. We're usually what the plan is, we go get the kids, and we take the kids out of their communities, and when they're working with law enforcement, they come to them, volunteer their time. And outside of the community, they're more comfortable. You know, we take the police officers, even in sweats or whatever, and T-shirts, and to the community, the kids don't want to have nothing to do with them. But when we take the kids out the community into a neutral territory, a nice gym somewhere or a comfortable bowling alley, and it's a neutral territory where they don't have to worry about their homeboys or their peers, kind of downing them or saying like, man, I see you over there hanging out with the police, then through that program, we build up that communication between law enforcement and the inner city kids. And so we're building up those relationships in the community. So now, we've had an incident a few years back where a young kid got shot in the face by a police officer. And so that's when we started that program with the police department, because I'm thinking that if the officer would have knew that kid from being out there, the kid could have ran and did what he did, and he would have been at the kid's front porch before the kid, got to the house or whatever. So and you know, So that's what we try to do, just try to build up those, with the mentoring, try to build up those relationships between the kids and the, and also not just the police department, but the business people and people that are doing well in the community.
Right. Now, there's a program called Mayors Against Illegal Guns. Are you familiar with that program, and are you working with it?
Mayors Against Illegal Guns? No. My mayor,
yes.
Pat Morris of San Bernardino, is probably involved, but I haven't heard of that program. But I'm part of the 13 City Gang Intervention Network in California, and that has, like, it started off with 13 different mayors in different cities.
Mm-hmm.
And their groups, and I'm part of that with my city and my mayor, and we meet and talk about different gang issues and gang intervention methods, things like that across the state.
Okay, apparently this program is about gun manufacturers being accountable for the guns that they put out there in too many of our communities, and we have to,
yes,
again, hold as many people accountable for some of the challenges that our young people face. Right?
Yeah, my mayor is part of that program.
Okay, let me ask you this. Are there any young men or women who are with you now who would like to come on the radio show, talk a little bit about some of the work that they do with your organization?
Let me see. Because right now they're giving out shoes. Let me see. Let me find somebody right here. I got one. Matter of fact, let me get a guy real fast and and he can talk about the stuff that he does in the community. He's over here being a servant. We have over 200 teenage volunteers out here giving out shoes today. So that's why if you hear all the commotion, everybody, that's the
I do.
Pair of shoes. It's a great event. So this is my friend right here. His name is Gio. Gio is out here laboring with me today, and he works hard in the community. Works with us and helping these kids. I'm going to give you Mr. Gio right now.
Okay. Mr. Gio, thank you for joining us on the show today.
Yeah, how you doing? A pleasure to be on the show.
Okay, and tell us a little bit about the work that you're doing about this particular event and about why it's so important that all of us be youth advocates and get directly involved in working with our young men and women.
Well, the event we're doing, a community event, we brought many. Oh, it's a hallway. I'm sorry. Give me. I'm gonna walk in this hallway so you can hear me a little bit better.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Perfect. Excuse me. Thank you. Okay. Great. This is much better. The event we're doing is a collaboration of community resources, volunteers, the police departments, fire departments, the military, just a bunch of independent mom and pop corporations. And I've come together to provide resources like free backpacks, free tennis shoes, free T-shirts, face painting, just a series of inspirational things. And the intention is to just give back and give the people something, because out in San Bernardino, due to a lot of the resources that they do lack, there's the funding and the gangs and the different poverty levels are high out there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just inspiration to create some hope.
Right. And what is this event that you're involved with today about? Share that with our listeners.
Today's event, it's a Summer Splash Resource Festival, and what they're doing is providing resources like academic, sports, tutoring, many different resources, and so they provide a bunch of, like, a job fair, but this one's a resource fair. So kids all the way up to 12th grade, even college prep, we have training resources that teach you for job training for felons, for people who dropped out of school. So it's mainly a lot of resources that are open up. If you maybe you had a felony or you never been in the dropped out of school, or you have a lack of education, a series of things. So we're just opening up the opportunity, along with the artists and celebrities that have been performing. And we did a lot of different acts, R&B, heavy metal, rap, all different types of music. And today we did more of a gospel music, and it was more of a gospel celebration.
Mm-hmm. And how many young men and women are involved in today's event?
Today, today it has to be involved in volunteering. It has to be in excess of maybe 100.
That's wonderful. That's Thanks. Wonderful. And I heard you're giving away free haircuts, which is always important, especially this time of year.
Yeah, we're giving away free haircuts to children. We're even doing styling the ladies' hair up to 17. They're getting flat irons. They're giving away books and backpacks and rulers, markers, pencils, just every little thing under the sun that we can give away. We
That's
are,
wonderful.
And then we're giving away with our time, and no one's getting paid for this.
Well, and are you getting much support from the community at large, i.e. the business community?
Yes, we got a great support from the business community out of Redlands, California, and San Bernardino, and a few other cities. But we have some mm-hmm. great support, the excitement for the volunteers to come out. You know, it was almost probably a little over 1,000, somewhere around there yesterday. When I pulled up to the door yesterday, before it even opened at 10, there was a line wrapped around the building that had been forming
wow.
since maybe 9 in the morning.
Well, that's wonderful. It's always impressive to know what can happen when our community gets involved in directly with the uplift of our children. And I want to thank you for taking the time to be on the show, sharing a little bit about the great work that you're doing and a part of. And it's always inspiring to know there are good souls like you out there doing the work. So thank you for your time.
Thank you for even, you know, interviewing us and allowing to give us any recognition, because we don't do it for recognition. But a lot of the times, the people who do the positive things, they lack any recognition. They lack any, you know, anything. So it's a great thing to just, you know, acknowledge this event, because it's bigger
That's
than
right.
us.
That's right. We got to share it. We want to share it with the community at large. Are there any young men and women who'd like to quickly get on the radio show, talk about some of the benefits of this program and the involvement of good souls like you?
Yeah, I do have someone. I got someone right now.
Okay, bring them on.
Let me grab her. Hey, Audrey, come do this radio interview real quick. Her name is Audrey, and
okay.
If you could holler at her for 1 second, and then I just have one other gentleman maybe if you could just give
sure.
him, that would be
sure,
great.
Sure, sure.
Okay.
Thank you.
He's going to ask you some questions.
Hello.
Hi, Audrey. My name is Lee Gordon, and I am hosting the Just a Freedom of His Faith radio show, and I wanted to quickly have you share with our listeners a little bit about the program that you're a part of. First, give everyone your name and your age, if you'd be so kind.
Sure. My name's Audrey, and I'm 37.
Okay. And, Audrey, are you volunteering at this event? What role are you playing with this event?
Volunteering.
Okay. And
I actually came
ahead.
Out just to support a friend, but actually ended up volunteering.
Well, that's wonderful. I applaud you for volunteering. And give us your impression of the event and program and what you're seeing today and how it's impacting our youth in a positive way.
Oh, wow. We've had every nationality come out and everybody joining together, and it's a great thing. They're giving away backpacks and shoes for needy children, and just to see their faces and how grateful these families are is a gift enough in itself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I guess it's really inspiring to see the community come out in support of its children, right?
Oh, wow. We've had such a turnout. It's been pretty amazing.
Okay. And
I felt very lucky to be a part of it.
Yeah, and what do you do for a living? Are you from this particular community where the event is taking place, and what do you do for a living?
Yes, I am, actually. I've worked in child care since 1994. So I've been involved with children for many years. I currently work at the Pomona Courthouse, and I'm the director of the child care center there in the building. So, so kids is my passion.
Okay, so we understand what motivates you to want to volunteer at an event these days.
Right.
And it's also good to know that the community at large, again, is getting involved. You know, we do an event in Detroit called the Million Father March. You may have heard of it because I know it takes place
yes.
Where you are, too.
And it really is symbolic in many ways, because we're just trying to get male figures, men, to take a child or children to the first day of school. But
right.
the significance of this is that we now have an opportunity to encourage these men to maintain parent-student or community-student involvement throughout the school year, so that we see more A's on the report cards the last day of school, right?
Right, right.
So what has been some of the highlights of your day and being involved in the event?
Let's see. I've watched volunteers wash these children's feet before they get their new pair of shoes, which is pretty amazing to see.
I have a harder time
just
washing my own feet, so I can imagine.
I know,
somebody
right?
else.
I know. It's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing.
Who donated the shoes? Where'd the shoes come from?
You know what? Gio, who donated the shoes? First American, I guess.
Okay, well, let's
American
give our sponsors
feet,
some love. Who are some? Who, what's the name of the shoe donor?
I'm sorry, Samaritan Feet, I guess he said, donate.
Okay.
Yeah, that's his.
And
donated.
Are there any other sponsors that we'd like to give a little shout-out to, a little bit of love to, for being a part of this wonderful event that you know of?
I don't know offhand. I could hand the phone over to Gio. He probably would know more about that than I do.
Okay.
You want me to do that?
Yeah, thank you so much, Audrey. I appreciate you
okay,
joining the show
to
today.
You.
And more so, I appreciate the great work that you're doing with your community of children. It's really refreshing to have you on the call.
Well, thank you. And here's you.
Thank you. Okay. Okay, so you're listening to the Gist of Freedom.
Yes.
It's Faith Radio Show. My name is Arlie Gordon. Yes, who do we have on the line now?
Oh, this is Gio again. I guess you wanted to know about the sponsors.
Yeah, let's give the sponsors a little love, and then I'd like to get Terrence back on the line to close out the show with us.
Great. The sponsors have been the Redlands Police Department, the San Bernardino Police Department, the Highway Patrol, many of the colleges within the area, University of Phoenix, San Bernardino, couple of trade schools. We have Jose's that was a sponsor, 99-1 that was a sponsor, Eye Candy and Company. The list goes on
okay.
and on. We had probably at least 60 sponsors, 60 to 70
wow.
sponsors.
That's wonderful. And has the church community been involved with this event?
Yes, the church community is. In fact, today the shoe giveaway is a faith-based organization that donated the shoes. So the church came today, and that's why we did the gospel celebration and things of that nature, positive music, and they're the ones who made this possible in regards to the shoes today.
Well, you know, again, it truly is inspiring, you know, what happens when a community transcends special interests and politics and religion and puts our children first. It's these type of events that can manifest themselves, and it's so inspiring again to hear about this event. Let's give a quick shout out to some of the barbers who are chopping up the kids' heads.
Oh yeah, it's a diva. It's called a Hair Divas, and I don't know the barber's name, but they were cutting, lining up, cutting heads, and doing young ladies' hair. But the salon is called Hair Divas.
Okay, beautiful. Well, do me a big favor, Gio. Put Terrence back on the line, and thank you
yes.
so much for being a vital part of the progress. And more so a part of today's show as well.
All right, thank you. I'll put them on the line right now. Have a good
okay,
day.
Okay, thanks again. Okay, you too. Wow, so now this is just another wonderful example of what happens when a community comes together to uplift its youth, its teens, its young adults. And, you know,
no.
unfortunately, yeah, Terrence, are you back on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. We wanted to know who were some of the barbers who were involved with the haircut giveaway so that we can put their names out there, show them a little love.
Oh, the barbers?
Yeah.
With the haircuts, let me go over here. I'm going to find them for you right now.
Okay. And while you're doing that, give everybody your contact information in terms of the website and ways that they can get in contact with you if they want more information.
Okay. Yeah, well, my website is Y as in Young, V as in Victor, Y as in Young,
L as in Larry, A as in Apple, hyphen like a minus, IE, .org. And you can, and all my information is on that website, the videos.
Okay.
We're in an award-winning organization. We're in Atlanta, Colorado, Dallas, and Arizona also, working with young people and doing gang intervention in those areas too. We have 13 locations in San Bernardino County and also in Desert Hot Springs.
Are you familiar with my good friend, Terry Boykins? Street Positive.
That's my guy. Yeah, he was at, we had this event for 2 days. He was here yesterday with me.
Okay, make sure you give him my best. He and I have done a lot of work together. He's a great soul doing great work as well. Okay?
Yeah, he was there. Yes, Street Positive.
Street Positive. We're going to give him a shout out. And give some of your barbers a quick shout out too. And maybe if you want to, let us know about some of the sponsors who've helped to make this event possible.
Okay, I'm back out in the courtyard where I'm giving you a visual. I'm in front of the Pretty Hair Diva Salon. Hair Salon, they're out here right now. The barbers look like they're over here cutting hairs, and they're doing flat irons and all type of stuff out here. They're
That's
real
wonderful.
Busy. I wish I had a video camera recorded. Then we have 4D College out here, getting kids in school to do nursing if they want to go to nursing school. We have the San Bernardino City School District. We have the San Bernardino County School District. We have Children's Plus. Children's Plus is a foster care agency recruiting foster families out here for people that want to have foster kids in the house. Then we have Riverside Community College out here, the Moreno Valley campus. Out here we have we even have Boost Mobile out here, you know, doing phones. We also have Learning Systems out here. They do after-school tutoring for young people. We have Gospel Talent Search out here, and they brought out all the stage equipment and the sound equipment. Jose's Mexican Food Restaurant donated us Mexican food dinners and lunches for all the people that's out here in the vendor booths and things like that.
Wow.
We have an organization
wow.
out here called Open Arms. Right now I'm just walking around trying to find all the vendor booths and the signs. We have an organization called Open Arms out here, and they help families get the resources. We have Project Life Impact. They did our Children's Corner and with the little kids. We got the Academic Associates Learning Center out here also giving out information about education. We even have excess energy drink out here giving out samples and helping people with a place where they can if they want to start their own energy drink business and sell energy drink. I'm looking up on top in the VIP section up there. We even got the FOI out here. They out here hiding them suits with the ties on, but they showed up and they're making sure
you got
security
some,
is
you
okay.
Got some parents? You got some celebrities out there. Did you get any musical performers?
Well,
you mentioned you had some performances yesterday. Any athletes come by?
Oh, yeah, we had Leonard Russell come by, Mark Say, Greg Bell. We had a lot of different athletes came by. We even have the police department out here, and she helped the Tina Martinez from the San Bernardino Police Department. She helped put together a lot of the resources that's out here, even the fire department and some other places. We had Jason Finn out here. Jason Finn was from the Fate in the Freedom Riders movie, so he came out, helped out, did a little MCing and stuff like that. So we had a lot. We've been having entertainment all day on stage. Right now on stage is Praise Dancers on stage. This is a beautiful event, and nobody has did an event like this in the Inland Empire as far as a resource fair inside of a water park. I have one of my good friends is standing next to me. She's from the San Bernardino Police Department. Her name is Officer Tina Martinez. And
give her a big hug and big props. And now, you mentioned you had some food caterers, some local restaurants chipping in. Were there any others you'd like to quickly mention?
Oh, let me see. We had Jose's Mexican Food. Besides that, the catering, they're the only ones in it. Besides that, it was the park. The park really came out really big for us and helped us out, 100%. Right now, it's Sunday. I see the church crowd is coming here now, so it's slowed down, and I was filling back up with all the people from the churches and things like that.
Well, that's beautiful. And before we let you go, Terrence, I want you to give everyone the name of your organization again and a phone number and your email address so that we can make sure that next year's event you have twice as many people out there.
Fantastic. Okay, my phone number is 909-881-3382, or you can catch me on the email. It's T-Stone, T-S-T-O-N-E, like Terrence Stone, at Y-V as in Victor, Y-L-A hyphen I-E .org.
Okay. And tell us, do you have any upcoming events you'd like to share with our listeners?
I'm on October 14th, we're taking 350 kids to the Clippers game, Clippers versus the Nuggets. That's our next event, and every month we just try to do something different and outside of the box. But that's our next event right there. We try to just do something almost every month, a few different events. Last month we did 200 haircuts for kids, back-to-school haircuts. We do so much stuff all the time. I try to forget my staff, help me to remember.
No, I understand, bro.
Going.
I just want to thank you for the great work that you're doing. It's always inspiring,
thank
again,
you.
To know that there are good souls and great groups like yours out there doing the great work, committed to helping our young get to a better place in life. And so we're definitely going to stay in touch because, you know, my goal is to start a national youth movement community by community. So I'm there with you, brother.
Thank you. It was great having you
on the Just the Freedom of Fitness Faith radio show. I'd also like to invite you on to another radio show that I host. And so we'll definitely be in contact, okay?
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks.
And we'd like to certainly thank Leslie Just Etheridge, who is the producer of this show, for connecting to good souls like you and putting on a wonderful show such as this. Leslie, if you're listening, thank you for being a key part of the project. And progress. And Terrence, thank you again, and good luck with the event, okay?
I appreciate it. God bless. Goodbye.
God bless us all. Thank you. Again, my name is Lee Gordon. I'm with the National Black Teen Empowerment Expo. I also host a radio show called Black Teen Empowerment Radio, Sunday afternoons, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. It's my honor to work with Leslie Just Etheridge on this radio show. And as we always suggest, when it comes to the needs of our kids, if you are not a part of the progress, you are nothing more than a part of the problem. Thank you. Good evening. God bless.